former president pays his respects. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Just a short time ago, former President Trump paying tribute to slain New York City police officer Jonathan Diller by attending the start of a two-day wake in his hometown on Long Island, telling reporters as he left.
What happened is such a sad, sad event, such a horrible thing. And it's happening all too often.
The former president noting the lengthy criminal history of the suspect, who's charged with multiple counts, including murder. He'd been arrested more than 20 times. Diller was shot during a traffic stop. A second suspect, also with multiple prior arrests, faces firearms charges. President Biden is also in New York, arriving earlier today with former President Obama for what's expected to be a record-setting fundraiser, also including former President Clinton in New York City, where pro-Palestinian groups plan protests nearby. A day after the mass stabbing that left four dead, seven injured in Rockford, Illinois, a 22-year-old suspect is arraigned, also accused of using his truck to run over victims. Christian Soto is held without bond. He is heading to prison for fraud, but it could have been much worse for the founder of failed cryptocurrency exchange FTX.
Judge Lewis Kaplan sentenced Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison. Prosecutors had asked for at least 15 more years than that, saying each crime and each harmed party necessitated a lengthy sentence. Bankman-Fried told the judge he's haunted by the bad decisions he made. He said he apologized for what happened at every stage, but later said that FTX and Alameda Research, his companies, were never bankrupt, that it could have just ended up being an unpleasant few weeks. While the judge noted mitigating evidence of Bankman-Fried's philanthropy, he said his political ambitions and interviews after his arrest revealed an act being put on. He posited that while Bankman-Fried's name has been tarnished, he could commit similar crimes again.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, the judge also ordering Bankman-Fried to pay $11 billion in forfeiture. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
House Republicans are moving forward with an effort to oust the Homeland Security chief.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and the impeachment managers overseeing the attempt to remove Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas have sent a letter to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer telling him the articles of impeachment against the secretary will be sent on April 10th when the Senate returns from recess. The letter calls on Schumer to hold a Senate trial, arguing a conviction is, quote, well-founded, and the historical record is clear. Republicans accuse Mayorkas of not following immigration laws and misleading the public about the border being secure.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. Many Democrats call it a sham impeachment, and they control the Senate, where a motion to dismiss is possible. The State Department just announcing a new partnership with Mexico to explore supply chain opportunities for semiconductors, a collaboration the U.S. says underscores the significant potential to expand Mexico's semiconductor industry to the benefit of both nations. The Biden administration has been trying to boost U.S. production to be less reliant on overseas suppliers. A new tool that could help fight subway crime unveiled in New York City.
Mayor Adams says the city is turning to electromagnetic weapons detection. It will test and reveal findings and hear from the public before deploying it. Mayor Adams says he's impressed by the potential.
This technology is able to zero in where a gun potentially could be carried.
While filtering out electronic devices, the mayor says he's seen people pass through them at sports venues and other city event spaces. City law requires a 90-day wait before implementation. Civil liberties groups have opposed measures like this, citing privacy and potential for misidentification. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
An hour to the close. Stocks are mixed. The Dow's up 50 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.